The radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you. WAKY, Louisville.
Striking electrical workers continue to make some sparks fly. I'm Marty Rising in the WAKY newsroom. Incidents of violence and vandalism continued again last night at Louisville Gas and Electric facilities as a strike by 2,700 workers enters its fifth day. Just minutes ago, I spoke with LG&E spokesman Cal Anderson.
Things are reasonably quiet just now. They were a little harried last night, as you may have heard, with some violence and vandalism that broke out, particularly at the South Service Center. Fairly late last night, before midnight, and continued until they finally got the lights put out there. There was a gate was jammed, and of course all the usual assortment of tacks and nails thrown in driveways, and something thrown onto the wires continually until I finally did get them sorted out. There also was a little vandalism at Cane Run where they cut the driveway lights and they cut the phone lines going into the 7th and Ormsby installation.
Negotiations between the union and the utility are scheduled to resume again on Monday. Right now around town, skies are partly cloudy, 41 degrees. We'll have the AccuWeather forecast right after ABC News covers the world. It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. President Reagan's plans to cut several health and educational programs by about $5 billion was sharply criticized today by economist Walter Heller. Heller is saying such cuts will not necessarily improve the efficiency of the economy.
It is a turning back of the clock. Maybe that's what the American people want. I can't vouch for that, although a recent poll shows that four-fifths of the people feel that education and health either ought to have the same support they have today or greater support. But that's the impact of that program. One cannot say that it's just squeezing out waste and inefficiency and extravagance.
Walter Heller appeared on the NBC program Meet the Press. I'll have more after this.
Hey, I see you're using MasterCard.
No, MasterCard 2-Card. It's a new worldwide service.
Well, what's the difference?
This little Roman numeral 2. MasterCard 2. See?
It looks like a credit card.
But it works like a check. Only easier.
MasterCard 2 works like a check?
Sure. I give it to a salesperson. They put the card through the imprinter. The amount I spend is deducted automatically from my own checking account.
You mean you never write checks anymore?
Sure I do. When I'm home.
You still have to show identification when you're out shopping, don't you?
No, MasterCard 2 is enough. Anywhere in the world. In fact, it's accepted as easily as the credit card at almost 3 million locations. You know, life is so much simpler thanks to my MasterCard 2.
MasterCard and me, we can do it all.
I even have time to eat lunch now.
You know, I think I'll check my bank. I'd like to join you sometime.
An Israeli bulk carrier ship sank today in very heavy seas about 100 miles southeast of Bermuda in the Atlantic Ocean. The crew of 35 took to the lifeboats. We asked Greg Creedon of the U.S. Coast Guard in New York what he knows.
We know that the ship is sunk, that, that there are people in lifeboats, and there's approximately 8 or 10 people in the water now with life jackets on, hanging on to debris from the sunken ship. There are two merchant vessels in the area, and they're proceeding to help the people. There's a Navy plane on scene, along with a Coast Guard plane, that have dropped rescue equipment.
Creighton says weather conditions are hampering the rescue efforts. Waves up to 24 feet high, winds gusting up to 47 knots. The Israeli ship carried potash, a chemical used mostly in fertilizer. Well, the guests have gone back into their rooms and into the casinos at the Boardwalk Regency Hotel in Atlantic City now. A noon Eastern time deadline set by a would-be extortionist has passed with nothing happening. The extortionist had demanded $6.5 million under a threat of detonating 16 explosive devices that were allegedly put inside the hotel casino complex while it was being built. We asked ABC's Rita Sands in Atlantic City how the evacuation went.
There was absolutely no panic. In fact, police credited both the hotel officials and the guests with really keeping a perspective on this. They were only told about the situation this morning. Officials knew about the possible bomb threat at least 3 days ago. And in fact, they made three separate searches of the hotel, all the while keeping the hotel guests in the dark. They knew nothing about the bomb threat and nothing about the searches. They were only told this morning.
That's correspondent Rita Sands in Atlantic City. The first criminal death to ever take place in Southern California's Disneyland occurred last night when a man was stabbed to death during a corporation party. The park was closed to the public last night because a company was holding a party there. Disneyland spokesman Bob Roth said although several accidental deaths have taken place during the park's history, last night's was the first criminal death. No names were released. A small group of people opposed to capital punishment is maintaining a vigil outside the Indiana State Prison in Michigan City today. Stephen Judy, a confessed murderer of a woman and her three young children, is due to die in the electric chair sometime shortly after midnight. Judy says he feels no remorse for the murders and is willing to take his punishment. It's 4:30 past the hour.
When you get the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar for your dog or cat, you know it will work, and you know it will last. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar is the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 months, a full 5 months of effective protection, and the Hearts collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize. Stays on your pet to work even if the collar gets wet. Get your pet the collar that really works and really lasts. Helps protect your home and family, too. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar kills fleas and ticks for 5 months.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.
High pressure is building into the area from Iowa and will be in control of our weather for the next few days. And while some clouds will be around to our north, we should have a good amount of sunshine the next three afternoons. This is meteorologist Chuck Jones with the WAKY AccuWeather Forecast. Sunny to partly cloudy and cool this afternoon, the high about 43. Fair and cold tonight, below 24. Tomorrow and Tuesday will be partly to mostly sunny days. Still cool tomorrow, high 45. And then a bit milder on Tuesday, the high approaching 50. This is WAKY meteorologist Chuck Jones.
Currently, skies are partly sunny. It's 43 degrees now at WAKY.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. I'll send you to burn. Fire. I'll take you to bed.
WAKY, I am the god of hellfire. That is the crazy world of Arthur Brown on a solid gold weekend at WAKY. We are playing Louisville's favorites all weekend long. And I'll tell you, my mom knew I was growing up when her petite, feminine little girl started listening to songs like this and liking it.
Great Expectations, America's number one hair cutters for men and women, is looking ahead for you with two sensational grand opening specials. Come to the new Great X stores at the Mall of Louisville and Green Tree Mall, Clarksville. For a limited time only, you can get America's number one precision haircut, complete with shampoo, precision cut, and blow-dry styling for only $11. That's a big $3 saving. Or America's best perms, complete with free precision haircut for only $25. A huge $12.50 saving. No appointment ever. Great X Grand Opening Specials. America's number one precision haircut complete, only $11. And America's best perms complete, only $25.
We're looking ahead at Great Expectations. Looking ahead for you. Great Expectations.
The Mall in Louisville near O.G. Wilson's.
Great Expectations.
Green Tree Mall, Clarksville near Sears.
Great Expectations.
Sensational Grand Opening Specials.
Great Expectations.
It's a solid gold weekend. All weekend long, you're hearing the greatest Louisville hits of all time as WAKY becomes a thing of the past.
WAKY. WAKY.
I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help me.
We've grown up together, the Beatles and WAKY, and that is Help. This is Kim Scott. Good afternoon to you. I have some pro scores to pass along for you this afternoon. These are all in the first from the NBA. It's Boston over New York, 28-21. Philadelphia beating Milwaukee so far, 31-31. 32-31, and Washington 24, Chicago 20. Those games are all in the first. When you need a score, we've got it no matter what the game. All you have to do is dial 571-GAME. WAKY, that's Keith, in 98.6 from 1967. We are playing Gold all the way till midnight tonight. And if you like the old songs you're hearing, I'd like to remind you, you can hear them every Sunday night at 8 o'clock for 4th Street Sunday Night with Bob Moody. From 8 to 11, you can hear these types of songs from the 50s and 60s and 70s for 3 hours. So you might want to check that out, too. This is Kim Scott on a Sunday afternoon. It's 2:18, and we're going to check the AccuWeather forecast in just a moment.
The trouble with most great-tasting things is you eat them today, you wear them tomorrow. The magic of one-calorie diet Pepsi is its great taste won't go to your waste.
Now you see it, now you don't. So delicious, but it won't.
Oh, diet Pepsi, one small calorie.
Now you see it, now you don't. That great Pepsi taste. Diet Pepsi won't go to your waste. So now you see it, now you don't.
Oh, Diet Pepsi, one small calorie.
Now you see it, now you don't. One taste, you'll say yeah. Diet Pepsi is one you won't wear. Now you see it, now you don't.
Oh, Diet Pepsi, one small calorie. Now you don't.
Pretty much like the forecast. Now you see the sun, now you don't. Here's WAKY's AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from meteorologist Chuck Jones. Look like it's going to be pretty nice for the next 24 hours. Sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. High today of 43 degrees. Fair and cold tonight. We'll have a low of 24. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and mild. Also Tuesday, the same. High tomorrow, 45. Tuesday's high, around 50 degrees. Currently, we are at our high, 43 degrees. Partly sunny out there at WAKY. Very old song from Neil Sedaka, Oh Carol, from 1932. Is that right, Bill? Good heavens, good heavens. 2:21 at your station on a solid gold weekend. This is Kim Scott. Bob Dries is in at 4 o'clock, and he'll take you from 4 to 8. This is The Who, My Generation, at your station.
People try to put us to death.
WAKY, talking about my generation. Good afternoon to you. It's 2:25. The Firefighters Youth Baseball will be holding their sign-ups today at the Southwest Government Center on Dixie Highway. The hours this evening will be from 5:30 until 8:30.
Who win $5,000, $25,000, even $100,000?
In McDonald's $10 million Build-A-Big Mac game.
Whoopee!
This game's our biggest ever.
Cash prizes every day.
Even win $100,000.
And buddy, that ain't hay.
Hey, over 40 million prizes ranging from a Big Mac sandwich to Coca-Cola.
To big cash prizes.
No purchase required.
Right, boss.
So come build a Big Mac. Start building your fortune today.
Entrants must be at least 16. Details of participating McDonald's game ends May 10th. Void were prohibited.
Thank you.
is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you, WAKY. WAKY, that's 11 Spoonful and Nashville Cats. It's 2:31 with Peter, Paul, and Mary at your station, WAKY.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
It's 2:34 at your station, WAKY, with Hermits Hermits.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heart beat? Baby, baby, can't you hear my heart beat? Baby, baby.
WAKY. We're a thing of the past this weekend, and we are presenting Louisville's biggest hits. You can hear Solid Gold all day, all afternoon till midnight tonight.
Hey, Frankie, you want to play some ball?
No, they don't know it, but I'm playing a different game. It's called Pepsi Payoff Caps. Can't. Not everyone knows about this game yet, and I hope it stays that way. Because if people find out about all the great prizes you can win with Pepsi Payoff Caps, nobody will give them to me anymore.
Frankie!
Pepsi Payoff Caps are Pepsi bottle caps with a star on top. Peel back the cap liner and see if you've won a prize.
I'll let you ride my bike.
That old bike. I'm trying to win a new bike, or instant cash, or maybe a TV for my room.
See you later,
Frank. See ya. Some caps have letters under them, and if I spell out Pepsi Spirit, I win $500. That's why I'm not saying a word about this to anyone. Nope.
See displays
nobody,
at participating
no way,
stores for details.
No,
no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Look for the star and play Pepsi Payoff Caps.
My lips are sealed. I'm not telling anyone about Pepsi Payoff Caps.
Hi, Frankie. What you doing?
Oh, playing Pepsi Payoff Caps. You want to play?
23 years ago, radio in Kentuckiana evolved. It was the birth of WAKY.
Wacky.
This weekend, WAKY is a thing of the past. Remembering our radio roots.
I got a never-ending song of love for you, and it's coming right now. Gonna jam it in your ear, right? On the big 79 Hard Rock Special this morning, Friday, September 17, 1971, with Mason Lee Dixon. Holy mama. Boy, did I blow the name of this group last night. Butchered it. Call them the... I don't know what I called them, but it wasn't the Stampeders. That's what I didn't call them. I called them the Stamp Edges. I was just sitting here trying to read a record as it went around and around. Said, these are the Stamp Edges. Great song, great record. Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep. Fantastic. Can you imagine? Dimly lit living room. Stereo record player is on. Your sweetheart is by your side. Little bottle of vino sitting there, candle burning. Nice romantic scene. And you turn to her and you say,
W-A-K-Y.
Let's listen to Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep, Cheep on the radio,
honey. W-A-K-Y, a thing of the past. W-A-K-Y, a thing of the future. In the 80s, we're growing together.
Dreams of yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
That's Ray Charles, honey. I can't stop loving you. It's 2:41 at your station with Kim Scott.